Larry entered my class 3 years ago with strong illustrative skills, but he did not see how important his everyday perceptions were to the content of his artwork. He knew he wanted to paint aspects of Black culture, but he struggled to get his own voice in his work. Larry grew as an artist in all of his art classes, but I saw the biggest shift emerge through his exploration of photography. He deepened his understanding of color, light, and space, made him very thoughtful with his reference photographs that he took multiple angles and used a variety of lighting techniques. Through critique and many student-teacher conversations, Larry pushed his love for color and paint in his work. He strived to bring meaningful textures and expressiveness into his art and expand his perceptions as he skillfully revised and refined his ideas. I also encouraged him to research artists such as Titus Kaphar and Carrie James Marshall. Larry felt their impact. Through these artists, Larry could see examples of ways to create visual relationships among materials, processes, and ideas, and move into complete synthesis. One of my main goals as an instructor is to connect students to an art investigation that relates to who they are as individuals. I encourage them to go beyond illustration by challenging them to connect their art making to their lives and universal concepts, such as the everyday, nature, systems, decay, time, and movement. They begin to work and see how to use materials to add depth and meaning to their work. Students begin new projects by working in their sketchbook. They express their ideas in both drawing and writing. We then discuss things one-on-one or in groups about their ideas. Through their art-making process, students start to invent, revise, create, and begin their exploration as young artists.